FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you and welcome into the Action Line on this gorgeous Monday, December the 3rd. It's 51 degrees and sunny outside. What a great day. Ann Davis is with us this morning. Ann is the director of the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation. Ann, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us this morning.
I'm delighted to be here.
Well, tell us a little about what the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation is. How does it work? What does it do?
Sure. The MTMC Foundation is the separate fundraising arm of the hospital. So we have our own 501c3 status, and we exist in whole to raise funds for MTMC, to fund equipment needs, to fund just a wide array of needs that the hospital has. Mm-hmm. And as you know, for about the past 5 years, we've been involved in a tremendous capital campaign for the new MTMC. And our goal was $20 million. And so it's taken quite a bit of time to raise that money, but we are almost there. We are at about $19,650,000. And that is due in total to the generosity of the people of Rutherford County.
You know, I think people don't realize how very much the hospital does for the community, and these funds can help underwrite all of the things that you're able to do.
Well, the hospital is an amazing partner in the community. In addition to sponsoring many, many events throughout the community for other groups, they are such a partner in healthcare, in taking care of those less fortunate. And as a faith-based hospital, as a Catholic ministry in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, we do about $7 million worth of charity care and taking care of bad debt. And I really think most people don't understand that. We do not ever turn anyone away. We would never jeopardize our not-for-profit status. And we have so many other offerings for those who cannot take care of themselves.
People really need to get behind our local hospital. I mean, it is our local hospital, so You'd be amazed at what they can do that perhaps a lot of other facilities are not able to do, and yet people still drive to other places to get treatment when it's here, right here.
Right.
Phenomenal people to help you. Now, once a year, the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation has a gala. It's another fundraiser to help the foundation. And we're getting close to that. First of all, I think it's pretty interesting, too, the type of people you have come in and speak at the gala. Who do you have this year?
We are thrilled this year to have a very inspirational speaker, Captain Sully Sullenberger. And Captain Sullenberger is the one who landed his jet in the Hudson River, and they call it Miracle on the Hudson. And so we have we are just so excited to be able to bring him to town. We were thrilled that we were able to get him. And Gordon Ferguson, our CEO, had heard him at an Ascension meeting and had just come home and said this was the most inspirational talk. And that's what we like to offer our donors at the Rutherford Society Gala. Actually, the gala itself is not a fundraiser. It is a big thank you party, and we recognize and invite anyone who has given $1,000 or more to the MTMC Foundation in the previous year. And so because of our capital campaign, we have so many people who have given at that level. Many other hospitals tried to accomplish capital campaigns during the time that we did and had to stop because of the economic realities of the time. And we were able to continue on, and we are really hopeful of finishing it up in the very, very near future. We'd love to be able to do that by the gala and announce it and celebrate. But we'll have to see if a few gifts come in that we're waiting on.
And it's not too late, I guess, for somebody to be included in that listing if you give $1,000 before the
end
of the
year. That's right. We would love to hear from folks by December 31st if they would like to attend the gala. That just helps us in our general planning since it is January the 12th. But we are just so excited to be able to have this black tie evening, very different from a party with a band and that type of atmosphere. This is a very sophisticated evening. People come, we have cocktail receptions. As they arrive, they're greeted at the door, they go to a cocktail reception, and then when it's time for dinner, we all move into the big ballroom at the Embassy Suites and have various introductions, and then Captain Sullenberger, of course, will be our keynote speaker. And then in addition to that, after the presentation, we'll be presenting our Philanthropist of the Year Award and our Physician Champion Award. And we are so excited to have just recently named the board of the MTMC Foundation, renamed our Philanthropist of the Year Award, the Dr. Liz Ray Philanthropist of the Year Award.
Oh, what a suitable title to include Liz on that. That's been her life, helping other people.
She has helped people, you're exactly right, her whole life. Mm-hmm. But she's also been a tremendous friend to MTMC and to the foundation, and she's worked tirelessly on our behalf for a long, long time. So it is just a complete joy to be able to rename that award in her name, and we hope that on January 12th we will also observe her actually giving the award.
Oh, fantastic.
We want her to present it.
And this is coming up January the 12th. So once again, if you want to be there, not just to hear Captain Sullenberger, but to help in the community, make a gift of $1,000 or more to the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation. Now, how do they do that? How do they get in touch? Can they just call the hospital and say, I want to make a gift?
Absolutely. They can call us in the MTMC Foundation. And, of course, they're welcome to call me. My number is 396-4809. Or they can call Lindsay Fournier at 396-4996.
Okay. Just be sure and do this before the end of the year. And the sooner the better, so they can be planning on having enough seats there. How many people usually attend at this event?
We have a variety. We used to be at the country club, and so we were limited to about 300, and it's gotten as large as almost 400 before. Wow. We're hoping for a really big crowd this year.
I think everybody would be interested in hearing Captain Sullenberger, especially after hearing what you've said Gordon had to say about hearing him other places. So a very motivational, inspirational speaker. And that's coming up on January the 12th. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation. And when was it all started?
The foundation was started in 1984. And so that gives you an idea of the length of time that this group has been working on behalf of Middle Tennessee Medical Center. And over the years, it's grown and changed. And I know it used to be a one-person shop and then a two-person shop. And people who have worked there before, Tom Vance and Gina Campbell, Nick Perlick, Jeff Lee. There's so many people that were just beloved that have taken part in the MTMC Foundation and the work that it does.
And I think people who are new to the area don't know exactly how the hospital got going. And they saw that it's tied some way with the old Rutherford County Hospital. But what is the history on that, so people who are new to the area can sort of feel a part of this?
Well, the old hospital was built in 1929 and certainly served the community very well for decades and decades. And on October the 2nd, 2010, we were so blessed to be able to move into our new building on Medical Center Parkway. And we have 286 beds. If folks have not visited the new hospital, it is well worth coming by for a tour, which we do regularly. The hospital is a very, very beautiful addition to the community. In addition to being state of the art, it was $268 million to build the building, and then Ascension filled it with $32 million worth of new equipment. And it's just been, I think for our physicians especially, a delightful change from the old hospital. Not that the old hospital was not beloved, because it was. And I know I live downtown, and people who live downtown loved having the hospital right there. But this is just a whole new ball game where we are.
Well, your previous facility over on Highland, you were really landlocked. You could not grow anymore.
That's right.
And so this opens the door of opportunities for so much more growth. You have a huge campus now, and although you've built a lot of buildings on there, you still have a lot more land.
We do. And I think a lot of times people don't realize also how busy our emergency room is. In fiscal year 2012, we saw over 78,000 people in our emergency department. And so when you think of that divided by 365 days, you can see how busy that part of our hospital is. And so toward that end, trying to take some of the pressure off the ED, MTMC decided to open the St. Louis Clinic. And this is another offering we have for those that either have a hard time getting to the hospital because of their location. They have to get on the Rover and ride and ride, or if they can just go to a clinic in their neighborhood. That was the idea. And so that has become a very, very busy clinic over located in the old Bell Street Center next door to the old hospital. And we also have the mobile health unit, which takes care of lots of children in the community. Kathy Farrell runs that program and works with the city schools, the county schools, the guidance center, and other entities to provide health care to lots of school children to help them get their immunizations or their sports physicals. They also do some behavioral patients on the coach, and they also take care of some adults. So it's not just for children, but another outreach of MTMC into the community to take care of the poor and the vulnerable.
You know, it's amazing to hear about all that Middle Tennessee Medical Center does. And all of it, the first goal is to treat and cure area citizens of any problems that they might have. And a lot of people say, well, I wish we could do this quicker or that cheaper or something. The number one goal, though, is to cure and help people and not worry about money because, as you said, they don't get money for probably a good part of the offerings that they do because everybody just can't afford it.
That's right. Healthcare has become so expensive, and it's a constant balancing act to be able to provide the healthcare that people need when there's little or no payment in return. But that is our mission. So.
And one thing that we're very fortunate of having, an organization like this here in our community. And, of course, it started out as the county hospital. This is something pretty unique, I think, too. Mm-hmm. When it was sold, it sold for a sizable amount of money to a group, Baptist and St. Thomas Hospital, which has now merged to form, what is the new group's name?
St. Thomas Health.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And as that money was taken, it was county money or the public money, that money was put into a trust fund. And the interest from that trust fund is building and buying things for other community service needs in the community. It's amazing how this works.
I do believe that when Ascension was trying to decide where they would put their next new hospital, that the Christy Houston Foundation donation to our capital campaign had to have gotten attention for us in a positive way. They donated $10 million of our $20 million goal to be given over 10 years. And so...
The Christy Houston Foundation.
The Christy Houston Foundation.
Which is the fund we were talking about.
Exactly.
And they're giving back to the hospital, too.
Giving back to the hospital, and they do it in many other ways also. Recently, within the past month, the Christy Houston Foundation has funded a new mobile health unit for our program. Our unit's very old. And Kathy's done amazing things with it, but it's on its last legs. And so when they made the presentation to the Christy Houston Foundation board, they were hopeful of some support. And the board was so taken with the program that they funded and handed us a check within a month for the whole unit. So even Wow. as we speak, our new unit is being designed and planned and will be built and hopefully on site within about 6 months.
Bob Mifflin and the staff at the Christy Houston Foundation do such a phenomenal job of helping in the community, and that's just another example of that. So all of this, when we say this is the heart of Tennessee, it has a big heart, and Middle Tennessee Medical Center is right there at the center of that. We're talking this morning about some of the great things that the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation has been doing and is doing. And, of course, their big gala coming up January the 12th. Captain Scully, he is the one who is going to be the speaker. Captain Scully Sullenberger, he's the one who landed the airplane on the Hudson River. And everybody survived. Just a miracle in itself there. And he's going to be giving a very emotional and very, very rewarding talk. If you're there on January the 12th, the tickets, well, there are no tickets being sold. It's strictly a thank you to those who have given $1,000 or more this past year to the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation. We'll be talking about that in just a few moments. We'll have more conversation about it. We'll talk a little bit more about the Liz Ray Philanthropy Award that is coming up, and so much more. If you have any questions, or maybe you have been one of the recipients of some of the health care at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, call us. We'd love to hear from you. 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be right back.
Sports the way you like it. Local. All Sports Talk with Buddy Hill and Tim Tackett. Weekdays at 2 on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
It's the year-end celebration at Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield. Celebrate with a 2013 Ford Fiesta, a 2013 Ford Focus with 0% financing, a 2013 Ford Fusion, a Ford Escape, or the best-selling truck, the Ford F-150. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now it's time to celebrate with a great deal at Ford of Murfreesboro. Visit them online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Again, that's fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Belle Etoile Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Belle Etoile necklace with a purchase of $300 or more now through the end of the year. That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. Still have that major accident on Highway 109 northbound in Wilson County. Could cause some problems for some folks. This is at the intersection there at Burton Road. Could be just a little north of Highway 70. So expect some major congestion there for quite a while. Also, we're still dealing with I-24 East at Shelby Avenue and coming into downtown I-24 West at Old Hickory Boulevard. Freelance Bonding is a proud member of the Tennessee Association of Professional Bail Agents. Call 2423. That's 242-3733 or go online to freelancebonding.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with...
Wow, Randy... Check that microphone there. It just popped off there. And let's check at the weather information brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine in our forecast with mild high temperatures near 73 this afternoon. And we'll see more cloud cover tonight, below 54. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Dadaisky. Right now it's 61.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM, overnight, every night, on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And
welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, and we're in the segment where we open up the phone lines. And if you have any comments about the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation, give us a call. 893-1450, 893-1450. Visiting with us this morning, Ann Davis, who is the director of the MTMC Foundation. This was established back in 1984. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. And Ann, especially through the Dispensary of Hope, so many people are helped, and so many great ways of helping, creative ways to raise money and fun events for everybody to be a part of throughout the year. Tell us a little about that and how it all works.
Sure. Well, the Dispensary of Hope is another outreach of the foundations of St. Thomas Health. St. Thomas Baptist and Middle Tennessee Medical Center all have as part of another arm of our organization, the Dispensary of Hope. And this was started years ago when Dr. Bruce Wolf, a local Murfreesboro physician, noticed that he had lots of medications that were samples that were left over and about to expire. And he thought, wouldn't it be great if we could use these medicines instead of having to destroy them or take care of disposing of them, if they could go toward people who cannot afford their medicine. And it was just a brilliant idea. And so now the idea has grown so much that last Christmas, all of the staff of the foundations met at the actual Dispensary of Hope warehouse in Metro Nashville, and we worked all day sorting medicines. And it's very exciting how the dispensary sends out red, huge Tupperware, Rubbermaid containers through UPS. And they go all over the country to physicians who are willing to partner with us in this. And all kinds of medications come in to this one facility where they all have to be sorted. And we worked all day just to take care of the bins that had come in the day before. There was so much medicine. And so, for example, if a Murfreesboro or Rutherford County citizen goes into the St. Louis Clinic and they have their diagnosis, and so the nurse practitioner or the doctor there or the laborist says, this is what you need, there is a Dispensary of Hope location within that office. So not only can they be taken care of, but they can also get the medications that they need. And the Dispensary of Hope medicines are given out free of charge.
That is phenomenal. And this is physicians using their samples all around the nation.
That are about to expire.
Yeah.
The ones that are about to expire.
That is great. So nothing is wasted, and people are getting the treatment that they need, and it doesn't cost them anything. What a great thing. And the Louisa Clinic is over at the old Bell Street, which wasn't old anyway. That was the newest
part of the hospital. Right. The St. Louis Clinic is located in the Bell Street Center, mm-hmm. and they do see people on a sliding fee scale. It's not that they cannot take care of anyone who wants to walk in and have health care done. Mm-hmm. And we do accept, of course, paying patients on any of our venues, whether it's the Mobile Health Unit or the St. Louis Clinic or the Power of Pink, our mission in motion. But for those who cannot afford, who are underinsured or uninsured or indigent, they do not fall through the cracks.
Now, all of these other things that you mentioned, the Power of Pink and all of the mobile units, this is all made possible by the foundation, is that right?
Well, the foundation is a partner in each of these things, mm-hmm. and just so excited. When I began working at MTMC in the foundation in 2009, the mobile outreach unit, our Mission in Motion breast cancer coach, and the St. Louis Clinic were not even in existence. Dispensary of Hope was. But it just shows the heart of Middle Tennessee Medical Center for taking care of the neighbors in our community. And they are constantly looking for how to best care for those among us who cannot care for themselves. And Bart, the number just grows daily. And since we're located by the interstate, we have a lot more regional draw also from surrounding communities. As you know, we have a heliport, and we have helicopters come in, we have helicopters take patients on if they have serious injuries, and it's really becoming a regional focus for us. But we always want to take care of those that are nearest and dearest to us first.
We need to sort of do a pat on the back of everybody at the emergency room. You mentioned earlier about how much that is being used, but I know even at the older facility, they were always coming up with new ways, new plans to get the patients through there more quickly so they could reduce the waiting time and make it more comfortable and convenient. And that has really gone to another level at the new facility there. Tell us a little about that, if you would.
Well, the emergency department is extremely busy. When we give tours, we rarely take folks into the emergency room where there are not people waiting. If you are really in an emergent situation, you're going to have much less of a wait than if you try to go to the emergency room with a sore throat or an earache. You know, when you hear of longer waits, it's people who are using the emergency room in a manner that it is not designed for.
And that's where the St. Louis Clinic
comes in. That's right. And we never turn anyone away from the emergency department, but we can suggest that the next time they have a need such as that, that they try the St. Louis Clinic.
Have you noticed it having an impact yet?
Maybe slowly. Slowly.
It's hard to change habits, I guess.
It is. It is hard to change habits.
So all of this is happening right here at Middle Tennessee Medical Center.
That's right. And as you know, we just finished up our third Power of Pink event. The event itself is 7 years old, but the foundation's been involved for three. We've been very excited with the outpouring of support from the community for that. Our corporate letter this year raised, the whole event raised about $121,000. But our corporate letter, where we just invited our corporate friends and neighbors to donate, raised $91,650 of that $120,000. So as Wine Around the Square grows, our inaugural event was very successful, but as it grows, we'll sell more tickets and we'll have more of a regional draw. But it's really wonderful to know that until that happens, the friends and neighbors who have supported this by giving gifts of $250 and up, it's just been amazing to see the level of support. I know the first year we partnered with Power of Pink, we raised about $60,000. Last year we raised about 83, and this year we're up to 120. So shows a good level of growth.
You know, you mentioned something there, and we need to sort of underline this. We're encouraging people to give $1,000 or more to be able to go to this gala, but obviously the majority of your gifts probably are not $1,000 or more. And it's our local hospital. And if right now you are moved to give $5, $10, whatever it might be, it's everybody working together that makes the foundation successful. Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Ann Davis. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you great. Yeah, sure do.
Okay. I'm calling about these clinics, such as, I guess you'd say Kroger. They're the ones that come to mind. Are they an extension?
The clinics at Kroger?
I think that's what, yeah. Are you saying
and
that?
You have a finger that's been cut and you might need stitches. Are they in partnership with a hospital or are they a separate corporation altogether? And I will hang up and wait for your response.
Well, before you hang up, did you say?
I think he hung up. The clinics, right, I like at Kroger or any of these other walk-in clinics.
Right. Those are independent clinics. The hospital is not associated with the clinics at Kroger or Walgreens or any of those outlying places.
Does the hospital have any walk-in clinics of its own?
The St. Louis Clinic is our walk-in clinic.
and that is right there on Highland
and you can also have an appointment, but I'm sure that they could take care of you if you walked in.
Okay. 893-1450 is our number. Hope that answered your question there. The clinics at Kroger's and other places around are not tied to the hospital. Those are, I guess, for-profit clinics.
Correct.
Okay. 893-1450. If you have a question this morning, that's the number to call, 893-1450. Ann Davis is with us. And Ann is the director of the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation. If you just tuned in, one of their big events of the year, not a fundraiser, but a thank you to those who have given $1,000 or more in the past year. You're coming to, or you're invited at least, to a party on January the 12th, a black tie evening at the Embassy Suites Hotel and Conference Center And this year's speaker is Captain Sully Sullenberger. He's the one who landed the commercial jet plane right there in the Hudson River. Everybody survived. And what a motivational, what a very inspirational speaker he is. And it's just a phenomenal opportunity to hear people like that. What caliber? That's just one of the speakers you've had. In previous years, you've had other phenomenal speakers. Tell us a little about your history in that.
We've had Archie Manning. We've had Robin Roberts of Good Morning America. One of my personal favorites was Dr. Ben Carson, who came several years ago, and he was a fascinating person. He had grown up in abject poverty, and his mother had been household help for the CEO of one of the car companies, and she had always impressed upon him and his brother the importance of going to college, and he was able to do that. He ended up going to an Ivy League school and an Ivy League medical school, and was the first surgeon to separate Siamese twins conjoined at the head. And his story was one of the personal flavor of his life, but also inspiration for what anyone in the room was trying to achieve, patriotism for our country, and faith in God. And it was a really outstanding evening. My husband and I really enjoyed it. But we are really looking forward to hearing from Sully. Hoot Gibson, who is another pilot in our community and an astronaut in the NASA program, told me at the Rutherford Society Cultivation Party that what he did was so remarkable. He said, "Ann, honestly, the percentage of being able to land that plane in the Hudson and to have 100% of the people survive, the percentage of that happening would be between 0 and 50%. And it really made an impression on me when he said that. Sully trained at the Air Force Academy and served our country, and now he is all about the pursuit of safety in aviation. And he certainly exemplified that with that heroic deed.
What a wonderful event that's going to be, January the 12th. And if you feel as if you can be a part of this group and would like to be able to be there and hear Captain Sully Sullenberger in person on January the 12th, let the folks at the foundation know, obviously before the end of the year, because you have to have your $1,000 into them prior to that time. But the sooner the better, because it lets them know how many people to plan for at that evening over at the Embassy Suites. And as you mentioned earlier, Liz Ray, who was honored last year, I believe, wasn't she, as the recipient of the Philanthropy Award?
She was our inaugural recipient of the award. And we just were so thrilled to honor her because she has been our partner through thick and thin. She has helped name the imaging waiting room in the new hospital. She named a cancer patient room. And then she also named the lobby in the new cancer center in the Seton building. She and Andy Womack were co-chairmen of that capital campaign for the new cancer center, which raised $800,000 for that building. So Liz has really, she's worked on the Rutherford Society Gala Committee for years, and she's a very vibrant part of the Ambassadors Group. That's another women's organization within the foundation. And their purpose currently is to help raise funds for the mobile health unit. Sandy Mitchell is the president of the Ambassadors this year. And they have a wonderful group, wonderful, hardworking executive committee.
So our hats off to Liz Ray, a very deserving person in the community. Our number is 893-1450. If you have any questions or comments this morning, we're talking with Ann Davis about the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation. And we will continue the conversation in just a moment. Stay with us.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Morning News with Scott Walker. Weekday mornings, 6:30 to 7:50 on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
Now's the time to spruce up your home before friends start arriving for the holidays. The place to start is Bell Furniture. My buddy, Perry Bell, over there sells first-quality name-brand furniture about half price every day. Beautiful Serta sectional sofas. Cherry dinette sets with four chairs. Half price every day with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
We'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine in our forecast with mild high temperatures near 73 this afternoon, and we'll see more cloud cover tonight with a low of 54. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Dodaisky. Right now it's 61.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
All Sports Talk with Bonnie Hill and Tim Tackett at 2, followed by Sports Night with George Plaster at 3. Weekdays on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
The peeling and the sky turned brown. The bank is away because every Thursday night they just vomit on the ground.
By the way, Judge Donna Scott Davenport's going to be with us tomorrow at this time. We're going to be talking about the Juvenile Justice Center here in Rutherford County. In just a few minutes, Truman Jones will be joining us here on WGNS. Right now, Ann Davis, the director of the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation, she's with us talking about all the things that they are doing at our local hospital. If you have a question or if you have a comment, the number to call is 893-1450. Let's make a correction. We were saying that Liz received the philanthropy award last year. You said this was actually 2 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun. Who was the winner last year?
Bill Jones was the recipient of the Philanthropist of the Year award last year. Bill served as the chairman of our capital campaign. And so he was a very worthy recipient, and we were thrilled to bestow that honor on Bill for his hard work.
Oh, he does so much in the community, not only with Pinnacle Banking Partners, but Destination Rutherford, and just on and on and on. Obviously, the Foundation and Middle Tennessee Medical Center as well.
That's right.
So, Bill Jones, another recipient there. This will be the third year then.
That's right, and the second year for our Physician Champion Award. Last year, our inaugural recipient of the Physician Champion Award was Dr. Saraswat, Dr. Saraswat, Sudan Suresh.
Mm-hmm.
They have done so much for the hospital over the past 30 years. Dr. Saraswat, the cardiologist, and then his wife, Dr. Saraswat, the pediatrician, have been caring for people here for decades, and they were so gracious to name the critical care waiting areas, and there are two of those. And so we are so proud that the Saraswat family name is on that area.
Very definitely. Well, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Ann Davis. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for answering my call here. My question is MTMC connected to the what I refer to as the new hospital? And that's the one that's located on Thompson Lane. I'd just like to know a little bit more information about that hospital, if you can. What type of patients does it serve? And I'll just hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay. This is the hospital right across the street from you.
Right. Over I believe next you're to... talking about Trust Point
mm-hmm.
Hospital.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I have several friends who work there. They're doing a great job. I know that they have told me they work with folks who've had strokes and other life-altering situations. A little bit more of a long-term relationship there, I think, with their patients as they work to get people ready to go back into their homes when they've had a stroke or some sort of a severe event. No, we are not associated with Trust Point, but they are doing a fine job.
I think when you look at a lot of communities, the medical facilities oftentimes congregate in the same area, and obviously Middle Tennessee Medical Center has such a phenomenal campus there. you're starting to see the migration toward that location. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is a good example of that. You see doctor's offices popping up all around the area. Here is another specialized hospital in the area. So I think you're going to probably see more of that as the years go on.
I think so. They all locate there for convenience. It's a good idea for everyone to be in close proximity to each other. And physicians are in and out of the hospital all day long, so it makes sense that they are going to want to be close by. And I know several physicians whose offices, their leases were not up at the exact time that we moved, October 2nd of 2010. And so they were driving back and forth across town quite a bit. And as they've been able to move over and be closer, they have even said it's so much more convenient to be located a little bit more closely to the hospital.
And I guess, too, it's convenient for patients as well if all of the treatment facilities are in the same proximity of each other. If you need an X-ray, you can go here. If you need such and such treatment, you can go there. And sometimes you have to move from one place to the other, and they're all right in the same area now.
That's right, and we have such an active volunteer program at the hospital, and some of our most visible volunteers are our shuttle drivers. And so as patients come into the hospital and need to go to the DePaul building, or if they need to go to their cancer treatment back in the Seton building, we have the friendliest shuttle drivers, and they will pick people up. The front desk can reach them and let them know when someone needs a ride, and they are just right there ready to assist.
Now, you mentioned volunteers, and we've talked about people who are involved with your group, the foundation and what have you. You obviously need a variety of volunteers with a variety of skills.
The volunteers are, the volunteer department is part of the foundation also. We have about 125 really active, great volunteers. There's a quite lengthy process to becoming a volunteer at MTMC, and I think that is a point of frustration with some folks who walk in and say, I want to start volunteering, and they don't realize that the government, you know, requires that we do background checks and drug screenings and TB skin tests and test on the computer. There's a little bit more to it than people know, but we have volunteers who work at front desk. We have volunteers who work at nurses stations, not ever to do patient care, but to do tasks that are needed to help the nurses. We have volunteers in the bariatric center, in the dispensary of hope, in the wellness center. We have pastoral volunteers who help our staff of chaplains at MTMC. They are really just absolutely, we could not do it without them. They handle all of our mail and our coffee services. They visit with people who do not have family. Just a very, very loving, giving group.
Very important things that need to be done are completed by a lot of volunteers. And if you want to be a volunteer, where do you begin this process of telling the folks what you would like to do?
The first step is to go to our website, which is www.mtmc.org. And in the upper left-hand corner, there's a box that says About Us. And so under About Us, there's a drop-down menu, and Volunteer Program is a selection. And so you would go to that web page, and halfway down the page, there's a highlighted link that is the application. Turning in the application is the first step. And what we have to explain to some folks who are Bart, yours and my age and older, is you have to have proof of your immunizations to be able to work in the hospital for your own protection and for the protection of our patients. And so if you are not able to call your pediatrician from many years ago, as I'm not.
Boy, I'm not sure they're around.
You have to have a blood test done. It's called a titer test, T-I-T-E-R. And this is about a $150 test that we cannot pay for. And so sometimes we have a lengthy process of trying to help people work through that. And sometimes they're disappointed because that's not a fit for them. But these are all the things that are required, and I do think it's great to let people know on the front end.
So you do need to know about your immunizations as far back as when you were registering for school.
That's right.
So, and with this test, you can know for sure what you had and what maybe you didn't have.
They're looking for the immunization. They're looking to make sure that you are will not have measles, mumps, and rubella. There are two vaccinations for that and two for chickenpox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the basics of that.
So that's good information for you to know anyway. So people are always finding out more about themselves, and this is a good opportunity to find out about yourself and to begin in that line of the quest of helping others. That's what it's all about, and that's what the foundation does, is help others on an ongoing basis. So you're needing, once you pass that level of signing in and everything, and prove that you've had your vaccinations, what comes next? What kind of a waiting period are we looking at?
Well, it just takes a while to work through the process. The mm-hmm. first step is that the person would meet with the employee health nurse, and there is a drug screening that's done at that point, and two TB skin tests have to be accomplished. And there's a little waiting period with each of those. And so when that is accomplished, then the next step is to accomplish the background check, and that doesn't take that long. And then they have to come in and do an online computer orientation, and that is all about working in the hospital and things that they need to know for their own protection about working in a hospital. And then we have to match them with the placement that matches with their gifts and talents and what we need in the hospital.
Sounds like a winner, and sounds like a good opportunity. There are so many of you right now who are thinking, I'm new to the area. What can I do to get more involved in the community? This is definitely one of those areas, and it's for all ages. I mean, no matter whether you are a young adult or an adult that's on the senior side, there is a volunteer opportunity for you at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and especially at the foundation. And this has been great. And before we leave, let's touch once again on your big event and let people know how they can be a part of that.
All right. Well, we would love to hear from anyone who's interested in attending the Rutherford Society Gala. For a donation of $1,000 or more by December 31st, you would be insured having two tickets to the event. It is a 6 o'clock cocktail reception, and then we'll begin the dinner. We'll hear from Captain Sully Sullenberger, the Miracle on the Hudson hero, and then we'll be presenting the Dr. Liz Ray Philanthropist of the Year Award and the Physician Champion Award for 2012. We'd love to have many, many people join us that evening and celebrate such a great, celebrate all of the accomplishments of the MTMC Foundation for the year.
And all they need to do is to have that donation in before the end of the year, but let you know as soon as they can.
Right. MTMC Foundation, our address is 1700 Medical Center Parkway, Murfreesboro 37129.
Very good. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bart.
Ann Davis visiting with us. Ann is the director of the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation. We are so fortunate to have a hospital like Middle Tennessee Medical Center. And what a great staff. So many caring people there to help you. Have a super rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow. And our juvenile court judge, Donna Scott Davenport, will be with us tomorrow. We'll be talking about some of the really unique and creative ways that they help our youth.